Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Passes in the corner. Kit Bazemore for a three. That's no good. And that will do it. So the Hawks put up a good fight here against Dallas tonight. The Mavericks now win 11 in a row at home. So that's going to do it from Dallas. Your final score, the Mavericks 114 and the Hawks 107.
That was the call on the Atlanta Hawks radio network last night. Rick Hamla and John Michaels were the home of the Hawks. And at 1:40 every Thursday, we interview the head coach of our Hawks, Lloyd Pierce. He's on the WadeFord.com hotline right now. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're chilling, man, chilling. Enjoyed the heck out of that game last night, Coach. And I saw how much it meant to you. I saw how much it meant to the team. Anytime somebody would do something good on the court, the whole bench is up and cheering. I just really saw how much that game meant to you guys. Obviously, it's the rivalry game because Trae Young and Luka Doncic are going to be tied at the hip based on the draft night trade for the rest of their careers. We saw a spirited game early in the season, saw a spirited game last night. Was that one of the most intense games that you've been in so far this year?
Yeah, you know, I think it was. You see it get a little chippy down the stretch. You see our guys fight back down 15 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth and get it to a five-point game with 40 seconds to go. You know, I thought our guys did a really good job of putting themselves in a hole and fighting out of it and at least giving us an opportunity. You know, it's tough. They're playing well at home. They're 11 straight with their wins. And we turned the ball over too much. We didn't get the benefit of the whistle at all on the other end, 43-14 on free throws. But our guys continue to fight and to have that kind of a disparity there and to be down seven at the end, you know, is a testament to our guys, the spirit, the energy, and the competitiveness.
Coach, I want to go back to something Rick just said. Is it fair to call this game with Dow, the two games you guys have played, a rivalry, or is it a growing rivalry? Is that fair for a team that you're only going to see a couple of times a year?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're there yet. I think it's obviously something that's always going to be connected, whether it's a rivalry or I don't know if there's a different word, but it's definitely going to end up being that way no matter what happens. We're two games in, and there's a lot of tension every time those two guys play against each other and our two teams play against each other. So I think it's something. Anytime you look around the league, you're always looking for what's the next thing, what's the next big challenge. And you know, I just left Philly, and the Philly Boston series has been renewed. We played them in the playoffs. You got two up and coming teams in the East. You're going to see a Toronto Milwaukee kind of thing start to develop, and I think you're going to see Atlanta and Dallas things start to develop as the young up and comers. You know, it'll have a lot of value in years 2, 3, and 4 as we start moving ahead, but definitely going to be tied to the hip for the rest of the time that those guys are on the same teams.
It's a must-watch game, for sure. And there's a lot of NBA games that are just games. That when Trey and Luka play,
right,
it's definitely always going to be more than just a game. Lloyd Pierce joining Rick and John. He hangs out with us Thursday at 1:40 every week. And I want to continue the Trae Young conversation. 24-10 last night. He was brilliant. And, Coach, I'm noticing maybe a little bit more mid-range from Trae Young, like slightly less three-point shooting, and we know that the efficiency is not there that he wants. Has there been a conversation with you, the coaches, and or Trae about shooting a few less threes and trying to increase that efficiency in the mid-range and at the rim?
Well, I think the efficiency comes from the ability to facilitate. And when you get 10 assists, a lot of them aren't behind the three-point line. His assists are a lot when he's getting in the paint. And he's getting in there and he's creating and collapsing the defense. And that's where he's starting to get his assists. And when teams start to fan out to the shooters, that's where you're going to see him shooting the mid-range and the floaters and getting to the rim. And so that, you know, we don't need him to settle. And sometimes I think early in the season he was looking for the home runs, and you can call it a home run. You can say he's settling, and you can say he's just trying to get the easy way out. But we don't need him to do that. He's at his best when he's in the paint. And he's making the decisions, whether it's shot, floater, layup, or kick out to threes, or kick out to shooters, or even lobs over the top. And so now that he's figuring that out and he's starting to play to that, you're going to see more mid-range. But I think the biggest thing you should see is that he's getting in the paint.
I love it. I love it. And, Coach, I want to talk about Kevin Huerter for a minute. You mentioned making it a five-point game with about 40 ticks left. It was Huerter who hit that side pocket three to sort of put a little wind in your sails there and create some drama down the stretch. Coach, I just can't tell you how much I love this young kid, man. And knowing the body type coming out of Maryland, I was like, oh, this might take a minute. He looks as poised and comfortable on an NBA court as any rookie I've seen in a while.
Right, right. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a talk with him too. I think Kevin's being selfish. You know, he needs to shoot more. And, you know, normally you talk about selfish guys that shoot too much. We need him to shoot more. We need him to do more. We're trying to get him the ball. We're trying to get him involved. And that's something that we'll do as a team. You know, it was a couple weeks ago, is how do we get John Collins to basketball? He's shooting over 60%. We got to get him to basketball more. I think John's figured that out. And we figured it out. And I think now the second issue is occurring is we got to get Kevin to basketball more. Not only can he shoot, but he can also make plays with the basketball. And so the combination of empowering him, looking for him, and then challenging him to do more is where we are now.
You talk about John Collins as Coach Pierce joins us on the Wade4.com hotline. Four straight games, 24 points, 26, 30, and 20, all of them with double-digit rebounds. Is he just scratching the surface of who he can really be?
Yeah, he's just starting. He really is. And, you know, without going into too much detail, he has no idea how he's even doing it right now other than his effort, his energy. He's got a bounce that's just pure. It's unbelievable. The activity, the level of activity he has on the court. And he's just doing that. He's kind of freestyling. I'm trying to put him in positions where he can be successful, and the guys are looking for him because he's an easy target. And then he's just finishing at a great rate. And so you go see him go 3-for-6 the other night from three, which will take him to a completely different level. But his ability on the boards, on the rebounds, he had 9 offensive rebounds last night. Like, that's just unique stuff that he's doing, and he's just getting started. Kid's 21 years old, and he's doing these things. So I'm excited for him.
You know, you talk about the three. I know at the end of last year, John was starting to spread out a little bit more and knock down some of the jumpers. How much work has he put into developing that part of his game?
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's hard to really evaluate. He puts in the work. It's not just shooting the shot. It's learning how to shoot it. It's learning how to get your feet right. It's learning how to re-space and get out to the three-point line. He's a guy that's always presenting at the rim. And so now, if it's not there, he's got to run to the three-point line. He's got to get his feet set, and he's got to be able to shoot it confidently. And so learning all of those techniques, all of those concerns of how to shoot the three is really what he's doing right now. But he's putting in the work. You know, you got to get repetition, and then you got to learn how to shoot it. And then you got to go through the ups and downs of it. As a three-point shooter, you got to live with going 0-for-3 and then going 3-for-5 and then going 0-for-4. And, then, you know, that's just a part of the game. But the ability to do it, he's shooting it with confidence, and he's taking those shots. I think this year we'll see him, you know, shoot a good percentage. I think next year we'll see him really take off.
Coach, is a basketball guy, you've got to watch a lot of LeBron and D-Wade. They played their final game against each other the other night. I was up to like 1 in the morning watching it.
Yeah.
Do you like the way they've changed the NBA, kind of putting this big three together and what they have meant to the game?
No, I do. And you know, one of the things we as sports fans all have to understand with the millennials and the new age guys is it's different. We're all different. You know, it's a different era. It's a different generation. Players like playing and joining other forces and teams. It's not the old school, I'm just going to compete against the other guy. They like joining up and powering up. And there's a friendliness to our league of guys being connected off the court as well. Obviously, those two guys, same draft class, got to play together and win championships together. Two unique, dynamic performers, and it's a special deal. And we went through it last night. You see Vince and Dirk out there on the court together, and we'll have Dwayne come into Atlanta in January, and I know that's going to be a special moment for me because I know Dwayne pretty well. But you love seeing the special guys in our league. You hate seeing them at the end. Kobe a couple years ago, Dwayne this year, Vince soon, Dirk soon. You know, but it's also an opportunity for the new guys to step up as well.
Coach, great stuff and great perspective as always. Enjoy the rest of the road trip. Have a good game on the 14th against Boston.
You got it. Appreciate you guys. Oh, oh, oh,
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.